Yes, people, welcome back to the Treehouse Podcast, Season 2. It's already got off to a flyer and we got another belter here for you today. We've got Sleazy with us. How you doing, bro?
What's going on, bro? Nice to be here, man.
Yeah, man, finally. Thank we've been trying for a little while, but we got him in. He's a busy man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries, bro. Like I say, he was someone that we've wanted on for a while, so it's good to finally get you in.
I'm a big fan of the show, man.
Yeah, appreciate that. So what we always do at the start, bro, is we go back to the very, very start for anyone who might not be aware of you. And talk about like how you got into music.
Yeah.
So have you always been musical? Is it from young or did you pick up the mic late? What was it for Sleazy?
For me, it was, let's go back now. So my uncle was a DJ.
Okay.
My dad was a DJ. Do you know what I mean?
Is that a musical family then? Yeah,
my family. Do you know what I mean? Everyone in my older cousin was in Reckless with Rags.
Right, okay.
Back in the day, like way back in the day.
Yeah, so obviously, yeah.
I remember, but I've recorded my first ever song when I was, you know what I mean? I'm guessing it was about 8 or 9.
Eight or nine?
Yeah, and it was with these guys called Come On Feet, and they lived on my road. I used to kick the football against the wall all the time and that when he was playing music because, you know, I wanted to get in there. And yeah, man, let me record a song, Strategy. And Connie Conn and DRS used to record there on my street, you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
So obviously I watched Strategy record one session, he never remembers this, but I've told him. I seen him watching a session and I wanted to watch the whole session. So my mum called the old man that never got to finish watching the session, you know what I mean? And from that I wanted to come back in. Did my first song and it was called, Don't Judge Me, Morning Dance.
You still have it? Or
nah, cracked that CD. Yo, cracked that. My mum used to try to bring it out every time with the family or something. Oh, do you remember the song?
Yeah.
I remember it and that because we got the CD printed and it was like a multicolored CD and that.
Yeah. Right. So way back then,
crazy,
CDs.
Like, way back to my first taste of music was when I was 9. My first song.
So with you just saying that, obviously, I didn't know that till you just said it, but the names you just said there as well, like you're blessed to be around that.
Yeah,
nah,
this
is
what I'm saying.
They're heavy guys and still big
like,
guys now.
They're like my big
brother.
Like, it's funny enough because now like life's come full circle because now like my big brother, you know what I mean? And we do shows together, like songs with Connie, you know, Pizza of Connie.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. Well, by this time, I would have done the show with Strategy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So now the more like from like an idol type thing or role model to now being like your peer.
Yeah, I still look up to all of them. And then
from
that, and then I started doing grime after that.
Yeah.
I was around Rags.
Yeah.
Rago Loco as it's called now. Do you know what I mean? Rags was in a group with my cousin called Reckless Crew. You know what I mean? Roller was in it as well.
Yeah.
K, Scarlito, Twin Cali. Man.
LeBron,
fucking
man.
Rush was in it.
Yeah.
Jaws was in it. There's still a lot of people don't know. My boy Naps. You know what I mean? And we was like little Reckless. Yeah, and that was my first taste of it. And then I became Words.
I was gonna say, was Words your first name?
Nah, I was called I was called Panda before that.
Panda.
A lot of like a few old school money people know that. You know what I mean? That was when I was a kid, and then
And then
I started doing grime and it became like Words. You know what I mean? And I was in like this group called True Poisonous Assassins when I was a kid. You know what I mean? And it was all mad. And then I became Words as I was growing up, and then I was around like Sly, Riggs's, Shifty's, Liquid, obviously.
The big hitters at the
time. I remember Sly said, obviously, he used to do a set at Dome.
I think Sly brought up, and maybe Kaya's brought up the Dome as well. So what was that for anyone who don't know?
The Dome was like, it was the Man City training ground,
Platt
basically.
Lane,
yeah, Platt Lane in it. But they used to run football. It was basically to keep us all off the street.
Yeah.
But they used to run like a football, and then certain nights he'd run like a set in it. I don't even know if people even know what sets are, cypher for people, I don't know. And obviously like, as kids, obviously I remember like Shifty, Riggs, they were like superstars hypes. These people were superstars, so obviously they used to come there, get me bum, go in the room and that, and then obviously we ever started watching as kids, you go and play football, as soon as you hear the set, you straight upside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boom, like that's where you got to like see Shifty like try out like his most famous lyrics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I remember you used to get punched up if you got reloading that back in the day. It was nuts when I think about it.
Different times.
That was like a big thing for like us on the broad, you know what I mean? Because obviously he was making crews and all that. What was what's Hypes? Hypes was in higher stakes and he hadn't think hard. It was too high, clan. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And Trufos Mufasa was in it, or Tatch or Trufos, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't know this. I'm going deep right
Yeah,
now,
I
you
was
know what I
gonna say
mean?
you're going deep in
Yeah,
it,
but
yeah.
like, you know what I mean? Like a couple of my friends in the crew, and it was like we used to go there, like spitting in the hopes of we used to start our own crews, or like you
Get
just
picked up
want to
by
be
one of
getting,
the other
like, do you know what I'm
crews.
saying? Like
Yeah.
you could be black, you might be blessed, you know what I mean? And later on in time, it became a thing, and like your girls used to come and all that. I mean, sit on the seats and just watch, you know what I mean? And like even Gekko used to be there, man, when he was young, you know what I mean? Like, and yeah, so and then from that, and then after the word stuff, I started doing like after the grime, I went into like trap music in it, and then I dropped a tape called Chill Till Time's Up. Yeah, but before that I dropped Words of Wisdom, which is when me and Dan, that was when like me and Dale first met, me and Deezy first met in it, and we've got the two songs with Dale on there. I think Dale might be the only feature, I think, on that project. I did that, and then after I went from the rap, and that was like proper like soulful hip hop. It was like, and that was my name at the time. I went from Words of Wisdom, do you know what I mean? And then after that, I did the trap. I was doing trap music. I was probably one of the first people here to be doing trap music, and it was just all trap. Like I was going to Liverpool by myself on the train, and that backpack just full of weed, going there, sitting in some mad studio as well. Like for the level that I was at the time as well, that studio was nuts. Going there, I was just smoking crazy amounts of weed. Built up a little video team. The videos are still out there somewhere on the internet, to be quite fair, from that time. Like if you type in like words, whatever, you still find it. But yeah, and then from words, and then I ended up linking Josh.
Did you link Josh before you got in Mosh Team? Or
Yeah,
was you in
I
Mosh
linked
Team and then
Josh.
linked Josh?
I linked Josh before I got in Mosh Team, and then I became no, yeah. So I linked Josh before I got Mosh Team, and then I was doing more rap, hip hop, trap kind of stuff, and then we did the Mosh Team thing, and then after Mosh Team was the Blah time, and I became, and that's when I changed to Sleazy F Baby. But I was only supposed to be Sleazy F Baby for one project, and then
Why did you think of that as like an alter ego type thing? Like
well,
some
yeah,
people
it
do
was
that,
yeah,
don't
because it
they?
was like obviously the stuff that Blah do, I do, we do. It's very outspoken, it's outlandish, out there, and it was not getting you radio play. You know what I'm saying? You might even get cancelled. You know what I mean? So obviously at that time, I was in between the lines. Obviously I was around, like, you know what I mean? I think just before that time, I was in the studio with like 2-4K Menace and all that. Like, and it was like I still wanted to live that balance of like I want to show people I can rap really good,
And
but
you
then I
want to
still want to
do
be like doing the
both.
glitzy, glamoury kind of stuff. Like I still want the one extra lookings and all that, and then but then I still just want to tear people's faces off when I rap. Do you know what I mean? So then it was like we did the Sleazy F Baby thing, and it's supposed to be a mixtape, just one mixtape. Do you know what I mean? And then Blind on that album, it went out and flipping. Yeah, that was that history in it. Like no one ever called me words again. That was it. So the catch up, and yeah, here we are today. That was a pretty good that to think out. You actually brought it back. I was re recollecting things as we was talking.
So obviously got just very briefly going back to that first track when you was 8 or 9 years old, do you remember what the first bar you ever wrote down was? Because when I ask people this, they have a laugh because they remember and they don't want to tell me, or they just don't remember.
My shit's the corniest shit ever though. I can't remember the verse. I can remember the first line in the chorus though. Like it was like, when I wake up in the morning, I just gotta do my morning dance. Ooh, when I'm making my toast, I just got, but I was like 9 though. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
You can't really rap about bandos when
yeah,
you're
I
nine,
had
can
no,
you?
yeah, like, do
Obviously,
you
you
know
know
what I'm
what I
saying?
mean.
Like when I was doing it, it was just grooving in the morning. It was a vibe. For what it, at 9 years old, it was a vibe. Obviously, as
Man.
soon as adolescence kicked in, I cracked that, ate that bitch.
You stopped rapping about making
Yeah,
toast.
I threw that. No, I threw that out, and then became, and then just was doing grime in it, like high school ciphers in it. You know the Sony Ericsson era and all that, man. It was, you gotta hold it against the window and like, yo, it against the window, it's
Yeah, or put it in
louder.
a glass. You know them one.
It's mad. If I go to a hotel and forget my speaker, I
Put it in a
still do
glass.
it. I still
It
do
does.
it,
I
bro.
do. I do. So yeah, obviously keeping in form in line with like back in the day and things like that, bro. Mm-hmm. Obviously you was around in like the Market Street days.
Yeah.
So was you like actively selling on Market Street, or would you just go there to be in that sort of area?
Well, do you know what it is? Obviously town. I don't know if it still is, but when we was younger, town was the hot spot for the kids, innit? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we was all our school uniforms or weekends. Like, I can't remember. I can't even believe that. I was talking to my friend about the other day that man used to be in town for 12 PM on the weekend.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, boom.
Like you're clocking in for work. Yeah, yeah, like bang, there,
everyone's linking up. If you're not even there, you might not even, do you know what I mean? Because obviously not everyone had credit these times. If you weren't there, you might not even come. But yeah, like when obviously when you go on the weekends, we'd walk down, do you know what I mean? And it was like, you'd have someone spaced everywhere. You're like,
yeah.
Tea, like, you had, like, your Raw Tea guys, you had, like, Shifty and that, you had Hypes, then you had Riggs and Liquid, you know what I'm saying? And then they all had, like, they all, it was like a street team, bro, like, they had some, so I don't even know if they had a pot, I don't know what it was, but it was cleaning up. I remember when SPD dropped his, what is it, Silence is Golden joint, the little...
Yeah.
I can't remember how much he was selling for, and he was doing them in school.
Yeah.
He was getting them out there. Them
it was
man,
wild then.
Yeah,
days,
but
man.
I didn't, this is what I'm saying, man used to try and sell to me, like, bro, I'm like, bro, I just seen you, like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, like, yeah. And man didn't care though, but he was just relentless with it, like the hustle. Sometimes I kind of feel like now everything's so digitized, and I don't know if that's the right word, but now everything's so digitized, yeah, like, I think everything comes so easy now, people have lost, like, the grit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The stand outside in the rain, like,
when you can stop loading it from the bedroom.
Yeah,
nowadays,
like, even,
like,
bro, I recorded all black tracks in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Record, obviously, it was sent to get mixed and that, but, like, it was recorded. The whole album was recorded in my room, do you know what I mean? With a little sound that I was bought for my birthday, like a little mic, a little sound card, and a KRK.
Yeah.
An AKRK, though, not two. AKRK, do you know what I'm saying? No left, right.
Yeah.
AKRK, you know what I'm saying? I pissed my mum off, but flipping, you know what I mean? It was worth it. Yeah.
But yeah, like you just said, the ease of that, you can do it in your room and then you don't have to go Market Street for 12 o'clock, like, so you can just upload it and that.
Bro, that was when I was going to link, like, girls and all that. Like, damn, man, we're on Market Street, like, from AMs, bro.
Yeah,
like,
you walked down Market Street back in the day.
Like, I don't know, I might be paraphrasing here, yeah, but I swear, some of the men have cleaned up, yeah, like, bags in a week. Easily,
yeah.
Like when Shifty was doing all that, like, what's this I'm hearing, Volume One and all that, then yeah. Man, we're eating Slayer, so I was, let me not forget Slayer, Remdog and all that. Man, we're eating,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Obviously, especially for how young we all were then, that man, we're getting, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guala, whether it was in coins, notes, pennies, that man,
so it's like them days when you walk down Market Street and what music you into.
Yeah,
bro,
and then it would pop out of nowhere as well, because remember Market Street used to be just mad compact.
Yeah.
Just pop, yes, bro, we saying that, you know what I mean? Like? And it'd be sick, because some of the kids are that, they'd really believe that they're getting spoken to, like, because of who the people were. Like,
yeah.
Because
some
kids used to go town, yeah, with hopes of meeting them, man. Like,
yeah,
I
used to go town just to try and see Shifty, bro.
Do you know what I mean? That man used to, and you'd be like, oh my God, you're Shifty. You get a 2-minute convo, be like, yeah, so what? Bro?
Yeah.
You got, have you not got one of these, though? Oh, you can't see your man, friend. You know, like, now you're the kid, you're under pressure now.
Yeah.
Your friends are like, oh my, what? Now you're just buying it. You know what I mean? Yes, bro, I love that, you know. Shout out, you, what's your name? Then boom, next week, let me, you go in there, and, yeah, I know Shifty, you know. Bro, yes, bro. What you saying? Do you want to buy a tape, bro? I just bought. Yeah,
yeah. I've got two copies at home.
I've got two copies just out of love. Like this time, like at least remember my name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was that. But that's what I mean. Like those days, like it was the dome and all. It was like proving ground, training ground, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like you couldn't. Like if you weren't getting reloads at the dome, you weren't really anyone, and that's really how. Obviously, Manchester's very small, innit? But like,
yeah.
Obviously, he was fielding. He was obviously, he was Wiz. But like, if you were in these places, especially in your ends as well, what, you ain't got no song. And it was hard to make songs then because I didn't know how to go studio, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it was like, even like, Dome, you ain't getting no reloads. I don't know who you are. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you might get a reload 1 week. oh, yo, you're that kid from last week, what's your name again? Yes, bro, what are you saying? And then next week it's, yo, spit that bar again, yo, this is that kid, this is that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's the rush of, all right, cool, now you're going home and writing 95, 16.
Yeah, because you need more now, don't you? Yeah, the pressure for it, that's sick, though. But it's obviously, so the names you've mentioned, excuse me, that was in them dome sessions and at the dome, the name, obviously the big name, Shifty and Riggs, and the bit of a, like, older generation than, say, like, our generation, but the names you were saying, like Sly, you know, Caius used to go there. Like, these are all Sly, people.
Caius, I think Sleeps probably would have been there. Everyone would have been, because we was all from, like, that was the ends, innit? Like, you had, like, you didn't have to come to, but, like, everything was in South Manny. Obviously, I know there's North Manchester and South Manchester now, but people were from North Manchester, but, like, you had to come to South Manchester to the dome. Was that to prove yourself? What's to prove yourself?
Yeah,
that's what I mean. I'm not gonna mince words there to prove yourself.
Well, a lot of them names that you've said obviously have proved themselves. We'll look at them all now. You know what I mean?
The goals, it's important that man never, because I mean, like, even like, look at, we're talking about your DRSs, your strategies, like Chimpo, all them man, you know what I mean? Like, them man were doing stuff before I even knew what was going on. Like, when I was performing at the, like, not performing, that's what I'm not performing, I was spinning at the dome, I even know you could, shows, man are doing shows. Like, I wasn't even, my brain wasn't even switched onto that side of music. Yeah. I just thought, this is it forever. Yeah, like, cool, man, get reloads, do sets, film videos, and that's it. Do you know what I mean? I think they had music box, I don't know if you remember that. Like, they used to have music box when we was kids, innit? And it was, I think Giggs performed there, but he got locked off.
Yeah.
I think Chipmunk performed there. Yeah, and then I think after Giggs.
Where was that? I think I remember.
It was in town. Yeah, Music Box, it was called. Yeah. Wait, I think Riggs was opening, or I think performing the same night. But after the Giggs ones got locked off, it just never happened again.
Right,
And then he did another thing. He had another thing called Who's Got Swagger for the kids as well, but. Yeah, like, my brain would do, like, events.
Yeah, they used to, there was a few. There was, like, I remember there was one at Zion Centre as well back in the day.
Yeah, but even that, that was hot as well, I think. So someone got shot outside there. That's right, I don't know, I'm like, keeping it 1,000, you know what I mean? Yeah, obviously it was hard. Like, obviously the streets were, it was way more, like, active, do you know what I mean? Because we was all the same, like, all around the same age.
Yeah.
Like, two years above. All the gang activity and stuff that was happening was all, like, around our age, innit? So,
yeah, like, events were
getting, everything was just getting locked off. It was music, like, you know, really thinking about, like, studio was saving certain man from being
on the roads.
Yeah,
and stuff,
like, I know for a fact, like, if I didn't rap or I didn't do music, and, do you know what I mean, there's been pivotal points in my life that I've shown that, do you know what I mean, that I've even, you know what I mean, you know, people say, yo, God, give me a sign. I've had multiple signs everywhere, like, yo,
you just got big studio, man, or
just go your thing, studio, you know what I mean, like, what them want to do, because obviously, you know what I mean, your friends could do whatever,
of course.
Do you know, I'm not even trying to get a recall, like, fuck, but, you know what I'm saying, but, like, you just do you, in it, like, even if you're the guy in your crew that's got a job, like, just do you, so we to go off.
Yeah,
like,
I know I'm
taking it left off what we're talking about, but yeah, like, to go back, dome, you know what I mean, like, was the spot. That man, like, Slayer, like, obviously, like, Slayer's just found new life again in doing, like, D&B.
I mean,
I was running about all around the country, like, touring,
all around Europe as well, I've seen as well,
shutting it down, do you know what I mean, but he's found new life, but, like, we should never forget, like, that man laid the foundation, like, Unity Radio, all that kind of stuff. That man laid foundations for man to even do what we're doing now. And like I was saying, to go, like, DRS, I'm talking about DRS, and I realised who that man were and how long they've been doing it. I thought, what? Like, that man laid the foundations for that man, and then, do you know what I mean?
So forth.
Yeah, man.
So, moving on from, like, back in the day, the words and the Market Street stuff, let's get into, like, the Mosh Team stuff, bro. Obviously.
Yeah, good times. Like,
it was a good squad, man. When you look at who was in it. And
Mosh Team, if everything would have been applied, right, let me say, if everything would have been applied properly, like, we'd probably still be out here now.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because that's what was sick about Mosh Team. Like, it was for people that loved rap, And like it's for people that loved rap and that could rap. Do you know what I mean? Like obviously all of us just love rap music. Like we're rappers, and it's not. Do you know what I mean? Like you rapper's favorite kind of rapper. Like you know what I mean? We might not be the popping guy, but like when you want to get bars and when you want to hear certain things, you know where to go. Like you know what I mean? Shotty, and then obviously Shotty at that time was just smacking the back of Don't Flop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
I heard a funny story actually about you guys going Don't Flop. Down in London, I can't remember it properly, but I'm sure it was you was there, Josh was there. Yeah. You're laughing because you probably know
it. Someone
drank something. I think it was it Shotty drank something off Josh.
That funny story, you know, because
So obviously, I heard this because Shotty told the story on the Our Kid podcast, which was Briggs's team. I don't know if they're doing that anymore.
I bet he did. Yeah, but
he told that story, and I found it piss funny. So because you was there. So what was your memory of that, bro? If you can run it back for us.
Obviously, boom. That is fair for you to even know that. flipping out.
So he was going a Don't Flop event.
Yeah,
he
was going a Don't Flop. Yeah. Obviously, man, we was, you know what I'm saying, drinking.
Yeah.
A little, you know what I'm saying, a little purple slurple, you know what I'm saying? Some may call it whatever, some may call it lean, some call it, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever you want to call it,
however you want to do it, I don't know, you know, I don't know how to do it, you know, maybe mix it, shake it. I'm not giving the kids instructions, but...
Making assumptions.
Allegedly. Allegedly, obviously, boom, man. The way I remember it, because obviously, boom, I'm not even going to hold you, Shai. You have made me hold some flack for this at some point in my life, do you know what I mean? I'm saying, me and our kid said to our kid, yo, dude, you sure you want to be? Because you got to, you know what I'm saying? Big bro, like, I know you do it, like, what, you know what I'm saying? Because this is what I feel like sometimes happens, you know, when sometimes you say to someone, don't do something.
Yeah.
And like, you take it like, oh, what do you mean, man? Can't
do
this.
Yeah.
But this is the way I remember it, though. This is allegedly what happened.
Yeah, allegedly.
Told him he don't do what he was doing. And then he did it. So he was fine. Battled or whatever, And then I don't know what happened, but a while later or somehow it came. You man defo set me up. I said, whoa. Like, made it sound like it was like Rick Ross, Molly and the Champagne, but it was not that, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was doing what we was doing.
You partook.
I don't even know, partake. Either way, you chose to partake.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? But I don't think the battle's that bad. You go back and watch the Mafafa battle. It's the Mafafa battle.
Because I heard that story. I was like, I need to see the Mafafa battle.
Cause I remember that because we were smoking weed with Mafafa in the hotel.
Yeah.
Shawty disappeared and that left niggas and that. See, you won't be telling niggas that one. Niggas left niggas in the hotel. He's like, yo, what we doing tonight? He's deuced out, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where he went. But me, I think it was me, Briggs, Illiton, and Josh was in the hotel, burning. My father come over and was like, well, what are you trying to smoke? Yeah. But well, with my father shot, and you know what I mean? I forgot that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I know no one set nobody up. He had some of what he had. I don't feel like it had any sort of toll on the battle. I may need to watch the battle back now.
I
will watch it back, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
So I think when he told the story on the Arkid podcast, he was like,
no, he wasn't saying it like that.
Yeah.
But that's my big bro, innit? Like, you know what I mean? So like, I know what he's saying, but like, turn the camera off and put me right there, and he will. You know what I mean? We might be rap battling about it right now. You know?
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because
that is hilarious.
Made me laugh. And then obviously on after Mosh Team and stuff, you did drip set for a little bit.
Well,
and it's still I say a little bit, but it's never really.
It's not really
officially gone away.
Nah. So obviously, so it was Mosh Team. And then me and Josh was going to do something, you know what I mean? That's still in the air as well. Like,
you did do a tape with
Josh. We did Super Sag Bro.
Super Sag Bro, that's it.
Because that's what I'm saying. So at that time, it was all right. We was going crazy recording at Josh's bedroom.
Yeah.
And we dropped a tape. I remember we did a tape, on the 19th of April, obviously it's for 2020, innit?
Yeah.
So obviously, I remember he was mad high. He was like, yo, imagine make a tape. So we made a tape on 420. We did everything that night. We did the songs, made the beats, wrote the raps, got it mixed. mastered all of that same night shot Metrodome as well. You know what I mean? And then obviously we carried on, and then we ended up doing Super Sag Bros 2. But then we was gonna do a thing called like Twins in it at the time, like two wins. So you know what I mean? And then obviously Josh had 8 Court before that, and then he was doing Levels. And then we was in Bland, and we was Court of the Damned in it before Trips. Like, it was Court of the Damned. Court of the Damned is just like, you know, it's like Wu Tang. You know what I mean? Everybody goes and does what they're doing, but.
But you're still under that umbrella,
like the Megazord, the Power Rangers.
You know what
I'm saying? Everything's its own thing when it comes together. It's the mad thing.
Right, okay.
So obviously, so Court of the Damned, and then I started Dripset. I came back from holiday, and I started Dripset.
Dripset was you, Corpse.
Me, Corpse, and K-Don. My boy, Matic. Automatic, like Mike, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He made all the beats, and we recorded everything in YJ Studio, YJ Mixed and Mastered It All.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, Wads James, flipping, he did the artwork. I've got it on my arm, actually.
Yeah, I know Wads.
Got the drip artwork there.
Yeah.
So, if you can't see.
He did the intro video for season one.
I'm saying, man, Wads is good money everywhere, man.
Yeah, he's sick at what he does, shout him out, man. So yeah, obviously, like we just touched on briefly, like, Dripset's never really gone away, because it's, like you say, it's you, Corpse, and K-Don, and then I think it was the last release together, like 2018-ish.
We did the tape, and it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was a struggle. Obviously, I was trying to do like my, I was in my CEO bag in it, like, you know, how like Rich the Kid used to have like Rich Forever and, you know, Rick Ross and your fingers have these things. So in my mind, I remember, I'll never forget, I got back from holiday and I was just playing Corpse, K-Lon, I'm just playing everywhere I go, I'm showing everyone Corpse, K-Lon, yo, whoop. These are the hardest.
You already know them before that?
But just through like, you know, like, you know people, you don't really know. I've known Kobe for years, sorry, K-Lon. I've known K-Lon since he was like a kid, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Corpse was like a bit of, not a newer face, but I've not known him for as long as I've known K-Lon. But come back, I remember I text K-Lon, text Corpse, the idea, you know what I mean? I sent him a big long paragraph, you know what I mean? I remember I was in the whip, I was in like the Mercedes joint. Yo, that's just strip set. Yeah, I mean, it's with whoever I was with at the time. I was like, yo, it's a good idea. He's like,
yeah.
I was high as a kite too, yo. I mean, you know that one's all when you're like, you're so focused. So I was like, send a text to him. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do it. And at this time, every time I recorded, I was recording at YG's. Like, I'd go to do a show. I'd go wherever. I was catching a flight. I'd ring YG when I got home in the airport. Boom, yo, you on your hour. Boom, straight to YG. Record. Yeah. And then, I told YJ the idea, I was chopping up with YJ about it. YJ was like, if you can do it, because them two both recorded at YJ's.
Right.
So I thought, all right, cool.
So it's a good fit from the get-go.
And then obviously the producer, that's like one of my closest, nearest and dearest, you know what I'm saying? I've known him forever, basically.
Yeah.
He made beats, but he never used to like give no one his beats.
Just used to make.
Yeah, so obviously one day I slipped in there with my USB.
That evil laugh, you know.
And then I slipped it over my USB and I just got what I needed to get, and Dripset was gonna be the name of a tape.
It wasn't actually the crew name initially, no.
No, originally it wasn't, but it was just like Dripset, like it was the name of that era of life where I was going through at that time. Like it was just a phase, like there was a certain sound that only I was making, like which is the Dripset sound. And then I went away. But I didn't want to release that yet, do you know what I'm saying? And I ended up turning it into a crew, and then I spoke to them about it. I ended up hitting YJ. You know, I got the jumpers printed, bro. Like, I hit YJ, bought the session, hit my boy up, like, yo, boom, we're doing this. Da-da-da. Me used to be there. My mum was late. I was the late one, actually. You know how crazy that is? I was late.
So you said all
that. Yeah, but obviously, boom, they're all in there. Playing rhythms, I never forget that day. I think it's somewhere in my archives. I mean, boom, I rolled up in there, hoodies for everybody. Boom, yo, welcome to Drip Set. Boom, Drip Set, welcome to Drip Set.
Yeah,
boom,
yeah.
Everyone's in the hoodies now, you know what I'm saying? Feeling yeah. official. And we knocked that shit out, and it's that same session, not a whole shit out, the same session.
Yeah. That's
and then that was drip, and then that was it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like, the hood just loved it because obviously, like, you know what I'm saying? At the streets, at the time, the streets were just fucking with K-Don and Coop so much.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously, that was when Instagram, like, everyone was just so, what's everyone doing? But when we threw that picture up, everyone was like, what? From when, and obviously, you know, when you give people the tongue to roughs, that this person's got it now, this person's got it, this person's got it.
It's pulling a spreading.
Yo, that drip set. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yo, when can I get them hoodies, yo?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't even think about it. Like, I was, like, the vision, like, I could see the bigger picture, yeah, but, like, I was being so small-minded about that. There was so much shit
yeah.
I could have done. Like, I remember, like, the first show we ever did was supporting D Block Europe in Manchester.
That's nuts.
You know what I'm saying? The first show we ever did, we did, well, he was on one, we got the Semtex hookup, he was on one extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, the stuff at the time, you know what I mean? We got a little foot asylum thing, yeah, we was doing all right, but yeah. like, you know how time is, and they were younger than me. They were just doing up. They wanted to do other things, and like, yeah, you know, like, the people went away, you know, came back.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? Things happen in it, and it's like, I don't, like, that's why I'm saying it's in that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, it's never
I've always wanted to do a number two in it. People always, still to this day, ask me for a number two, like, you know what I'm yeah. saying? And I love to do that. And when I see them both, yo, bro, we gotta give him a number two, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, but
it's a lot of moving parts, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
and,
like,
it's so, like, to say, like, all three of you individually are artists.
This is what I mean, because K-Don, like, you gotta yeah. think, K-Don went and did Maneuver,
yeah.
and then went crazy, yeah, just went crazy, crazy. Like,
yeah.
Coops had the On Me joint, which nearly hit a mil, you know what I'm saying? I think it's like half, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But at them time, it was like, what they went on to do, from that, because that was my thing in it. I always said to them both, I was like, yo, this isn't like the crew, like, you,
the
like it is,
the,
yeah,
all,
this
yeah.
is the what this is. I just wanted to do this for manning. This was the way,
yeah.
I fucked with them two so much. Like, yeah, I mean, they're still my little brothers to this day, you know what I mean? I still talk to them all the time, yeah. speaking to Kenan today. But, I fucked with them so much, I just thought, yo, like, with my little buzz that I've got and the little show connects that I can, like, do you know what I mean? The little things that I can do,
yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And it did help. I don't know if they would say it would help, but it did help. Like, we did the Sprite video, got Mixtape Madness, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And never released on Mixtape Madness, but that was just more so because that was what the streets listened to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I tried to, do you know what I mean? It was a lot for me to, like, you know what I mean? And to try and take, not take care in it, but, like, keep track of three people.
Yeah.
Yeah, a producer that's like, he's got all the rhythms, but then sometimes he ain't feeling it, and then sometimes he's back, and then sometimes he's not feeling it. So, you know what I mean? Kaelin's doing other things. Kaelin's starting to go to London. The Coops is starting to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot. And then I started, and then I went on tour.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I went on tour for like 2 years. So it's like,
yeah.
so yeah, like,
yeah,
yeah, man. They're still out here doing a lot, man.
Yeah,
Kaelin's been doing some mad shit too.
Yeah, you did. Thinking back, what after, like, say after the Drip Set days, you did the tune with Kaelin, Scary Hours, and. You'll always dip back with them.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm still like, I have enough to, I'm not gonna go too far into it. I'm still like very like hands on with both of them, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
with Coops, the last project that he dropped, which was mostly produced by Lobe, which is my little cousin, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was there with that, I was there for every single session now,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Helping with the beats, every
it's
like,
good to,
every,
it's good
like,
that
everything
it's
I
good
did.
To see. It's good to
and
see.
And I still do the same with K, done like a lot. I do long nights and long days with K, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the studio, like I say, like, we're family in it, like, sort
yeah,
of things
yeah.
where it's like, you know what I mean? They're not really even Instagram people like that to be like, yo, you know, something
yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
the Instagram, something just for the soul, you know what I mean? But yeah, like, I still talk to him actively all the time.
Yeah, that's good, man. Like I say, obviously, drip set. A lot of people was like fans and all that, so it's
yeah.
good to see that he's not like.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying.
I know it is, yeah, because it's very rare.
Sometimes
it's very rare, isn't it, that people don't break up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The crews don't break up or
yeah.
you don't stop, like, even like with like the Mosh team thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I forever say like in All Black Tracks, I still say I'm Mosh team, and I did All Black Tracks with Mosh team, but even really a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But even that, like, Illiton, Briggsy, Edgy, get me shot here, All my brothers.
Blizzard as well, isn't
it? Oh yeah, Blizzard was in it. Yeah, that was like, see, but this is what I mean, like, and Delifer.
Yeah,
let me not forget Delifer. CA Monk. See, this is what I'm saying. You're doing like, this is that, like, because he was Mosh Team, yeah? And then he was like Mosh Team towards the end. Blizzard was in it.
Yeah.
Camo was in it. Fucking Bone Idol was in it. I don't think a lot of people remember who that is. Yeah, Delifer was in it. Josh was in it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It was a lot. It was on its way. This is what I mean. Like, if everything was applied correctly, like, because that list of rappers all together at the time as well, mad, like, do you know what I mean? Crazy. Yeah.
Same with Dripset as well.
Yeah, no, nah, same. Like, this one, I mean, the vision that I had, because this is what I'm saying, at the time, the only people that were really even kind of doing music like that were D-Block Yorick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I remember, yeah, obviously, fuck a rap, but I remember at the time I was on tour and I got the 6ix9ine show. Yeah. I mean, because 6ix9ine was supposed to come here at one point, innit? But this is when he was a gangster, so obviously he weren't allowed to come to the UK.
Right.
But we were supposed to do that show, and that was supposed to be the Dripset's first show, and then the next one was going to be the D-Block Barrett. And then so forth, you know what I mean? I remember that. Tundi was even at that. Tundi came with us. We did that D-Block York show. We came in like 20 strong, mate.
Yeah.
Like 20 of us, bro. Like, we brought their own liquor in and all. Yeah,
the clipboard, like, counting how many names, like, bro,
it's not even that time today. Just let man in. Yeah, me and the man just had the section, yeah. But then they came, like, D-Block Europe was like 10 strong as well. But we weren't 20 strong for no other reason other than, like, it was like, yo, this is the man them's first show. Yeah, so
everyone wanted to be there.
Now I just think about it, yeah, just all of us just stood there. It's like, yes, just stood at the side of D-Block Europe. Like, yes. Bad thing still. Yeah. Shout out Tundi, man, through Tundi too, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
that's a sick look, though, man, with D-Block Europe as your first show. So obviously you just mentioned Black Josh then was part of Mosh Team towards the end.
Yeah.
Obviously you've got like a lot of music together. You've done, like you said, super Sad Bros.
There should be more out though, for the amount of music that we've got. The amount that's out is horrible.
I can imagine. When I was looking, I was even doing the research, and I was like, surely they've got more. Like,
yeah, we got better, but then obviously a lot of it was because obviously like I took like a. Not a hiatus, but I wasn't really doing rap music like when I doing like Let It Go and Check, I wasn't really doing rap like that. I was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was doing that more like trap. I was not really going for the clubs, but I was in the clubs so much that all I was making was just like club music.
Club music, yeah.
Yeah, we were like that. Obviously that was a good time in the city as well. Like when I started doing the trap circle, obviously Mason was just getting formed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like way before like everything we used to have, like, well, I think it was it Tattoo? You used to have Tattoo, I think.
Tattoo, yeah.
Joshua Brooks. And then they used to do the you know, the courtyard at Wellington Mill.
Yeah.
They used to do, like, big Masons in there, but they used to, and that's when they had, like, 3 rooms.
Right.
So they used to have, like, a house room, something else room, and they had a track room. Obviously, boom, we was in, man used to perform in there in the track room, just impromptu performances though. Man was playing it, shit's getting reloaded a million times, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, boom, like, yo, yeah, it was good times, but yeah, like, me and him have got, like, we got a lot more music coming anyway, you know what I mean? But yeah, like,
would we see another joint project?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I could show you the playlist say that this is a project there.
Because I'd be like, send it to me.
There's projects there, like, do you know what I mean? There's projects there, but
yeah.
It's all a matter of timing. Yeah, it's all a matter of timing, let's say, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm in album mode right now, so
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's going to be, and this is why I say to everyone, because it's a long time I was in album mode, and I've done a lot of features, you know what I mean? A lot of good music, and it's not out. And I did say, before my album starts, come, you know what I'm saying, let's do it now. Like,
but then
I'm also to blame because I've got certain songs.
Right.
I've got like tapes with like Tyler, Misha B and all that on it. And I niggas still looking for them songs, KSI, crazy, but like it just doesn't exist. It exists, but it doesn't exist. But yeah, like, so.
Are they all people that you've worked with that you've got music down? I know.
Yeah, nah, it's done. Like, I got like the tape. That's what I'm saying. I did a tape in quarantine. I know I'm going left. You know what I mean? But what you got it? Going on a tangent. I did a tape in quarantine. Like the first quarantine. I think the second one. In Misha's on it. Misha B's on it.
Yeah.
Tyler Daly.
Okay.
KSI. King Kai.
Like your name in a Hall of Fame or something.
Sly, Caius, Menace. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
So when you dropping this?
If this goes out, no, I need to see this. I'm gonna ask the same question.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm like. At the time, like, I might like I put this like. At the time, my manager was just like, "Yo, like, boom, like, if you can put it out and put it together, like, just do it, like, do it."
Yeah.
But then at the time, I went even in that mode. I was just like in the, you know, I'm making so much great music right now, like, not really trying to put a cap on it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Like, so I was just going and going and going and going and going, and then I ended up recording Overtake, and then I ended up doing Overtake. So, and because this is just how I am. Like, I just,
yeah, I was
like
gonna say
studio rap, bro. Like, it's horrible.
I was
like,
gonna say, it sounds like you have an idea, you start banging it out, and then when it's done, but you're not done, if that makes sense. So like the project might be completed, but you still got good music to record and that.
Still, right. That's the problem. Like, I've got bad songs.
Yeah.
Like so much, and like, I have to be so thankful and grateful to all the producers that work with me, because there's a lot, so much great music that I've pushed the brakes on, because obviously like certain times I've not been in the best place, or it wasn't the time for certain moves, and do you know what I mean? But like, it will come. It's definitely coming. The music's definitely coming. Yeah, because you gotta think that, like, I've gotta be in the right place as well. But then sometimes it's like you make music, like I'm not really emotional in it, so instead of, I won't sit down with a therapist, I'll just go to the studio and do a whole tape.
And then
we ain't talking about it again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes I'll just be in that thing where I do something and I'm not even in that mind frame anymore. Like, it's still good, I still love it, but my brain's in a different place now, do you know what I mean? So yeah, but the music is coming out though, that's a given, definitely. Yeah.
Love that. So just like, obviously you've mentioned a lot of people from the scene, like in the Manchester scene, who are you feeling, who does Sleazy listen to?
Yeah, I'm not even trying to name drop, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even trying to name drop.
I'm gonna get a little calm.
But these
people,
yeah, I get it, but these people are my real friends, in real life, so I don't even mind anything I'm saying, it's a big thing. But who do I listen to?
You listen to Manchester music, or do you listen to music from?
I'm gonna keep it 1,000. I don't really listen to UK music.
Do you not?
But I do play favoritism and listen to certain people. I listen to everyone when they drop. Not everyone though. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I keep it 1,000. I don't listen to everyone when they drop. But bro, you won't even find that. We could go through. I could show you my Apple Music right now, bro, and it's just American. Bro. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I'm not like, how can I put it? Like, I've always found it hard to be inspired. But I know that's crazy. I said that and thought I was going to be less harsh, but I just said it the harshest way I could fully say it, innit? Like, I find it sometimes hard to be inspired here, do you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like CZF Baby, it's like my own world, it's my own universe, isn't it? Like, that, yeah, like, it's the kid that, like, I'm the kid that used to sit, I sat there, like, for nights and nights and then MTV Bass, MTV Bass, MTV Bass,
right.
Biggie videos, P. Diddy videos, everything. Like, I've always, you know what I mean, wanted to do this, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and obviously, like, here, it's like, there's not really a lot of artists that really do push the boat, like, cause even since my old videos, there's not really been. There's been videos more expensive, but there's not been videos like as out of the box.
Yeah, the video for Scary Hours is like, it's like a short film.
Yeah, like it's a short film, and even that was kind of slept on as well. But what it actually, you know what I mean, like what that represented and what it was, that I don't think no one's still done to this day. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's like these are the things. Like sometimes, like, I'm not an artist that thinks I have to go to America to blow, but I just feel like to keep my head above water, I can't pay attention to what's actually going on around me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. I understand that. That's fair enough. So, the follow-up question for that was, would you like to work with anyone from So you'd work with people? It's just
because there's people like, there's the odd people, but there's a lot of people that I've worked with, like, I've been here for a long time.
So yeah.
I've worked with a lot of people. There's
a lot of,
as far as like the, I could give you like some new artists that I've come across that I've found lit. But like, as far as like the ones that I hear, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I've either got a relationship with him, or the time's just not come. Like, or we had the conversation because, as you know, I'm sure like you have the conversation. Yeah, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. And then it fades.
There's a lot of moving parts to things,
it's
isn't
like
there?
I'm not a per and I'm not that guy that holds grudges. Like, oh, Muhammad said he's gonna do a tune with me, and they're out. Like, it's cool, bro. Like, I'm good money either way. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, like, I could give you. I think I could give you artists that I think you should listen to. You know.
Yeah, go on then.
Do you
Get
know what I'm
some then, you know,
saying?
if it, some new ones.
And this is not people that I've worked with some of these people, but
Yeah.
a really, really exciting artist, Masumba, amazing, from Bradford. I don't know if I got it wrong, sorry sis if I did. But I'm
Yeah.
saying flipping amazing.
What type of music is that?
Just a wave, bro. I can't even,
Yeah, just the
it's the
wave.
wave, bro. Voice is insane.
Fair enough.
And she produces herself.
Okay.
Also, Lobe. That's how I know it's my little cousin going crazy. I got so much music with him. Man. It'd be disrespectful to him to even go, oh, no, nah, I'd love to work with Lobe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Who else is going crazy right now? Menace just dropped a tape. Menace is crazy, but then again, I got bad songs with Menace. But he's supposed to be new up and coming artists.
Yeah, Menace has got new music. He's been dropping a
Know
lot
who else is
recently.
sick, actually? I don't know if I'm gonna say this right. Osu, you get me? Osu, I'm gonna have to get him up on. Let me see if I can get him up on.
What are they from? Are they
He's
from
from
that?
Manny, he's from Manny as well. It's
Okay.
sad to even do this to you, but it's DRS's son. But he's
Oh, right.
insane.
Okay.
Here he is, Shiloh Osu, insane,
Let me
bro.
see the whole.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen it.
It's big love every time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Him. Oh, there's something that just came to my head then. So then this is like something like that. Oh, here you go. Motto Estate. Let's not
Motto
forget them.
Estate, yeah,
Motto
no, I'm aware
Estate.
of Motto
They're
Estate.
like, I feel like they're like a new Wu-Tang or something
Yeah, they.
crazy. I'm doing a show with him. Well, I would have just done a show with him. But good kids, man. Every single one, you know what I mean? Every
Yeah, I
time.
was gonna say there's a few of them, innit? There's
I've
like
met them
five or
all. I've
six of
met them
them.
all individually.
Right.
But like that's how we even ended up connecting. Like I met them all individually so many times, and then I was like, "Yo, like, why do you look so familiar?" And then one day I seen like five of them together, and I was like, "Yo!" But then I'm like, "Yo, oh, this makes so much sense." And I obviously I've been speaking back and forth on the Instagram. It's like you don't know who you're talking to sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't know which
And then
member it is on the Insta.
and then also Bella. That's being hella biased, but you know. She's hard, you know what I mean?
She is
Hella
cold though
biased,
as
but
well.
she's ill, do you know what I mean? So best for last and all that kind of good stuff.
Get them brownie points in,
yeah, winning.
innit?
Yeah, sorry if I've missed any on that, but also, and I slipped Menace in there, I shouldn't have even, but it's just because Menace just released.
Yeah.
But these are like young, up and coming artists, innit? Not even up and coming, but up and coming, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That you should go and check out. I didn't say a lot because, unfortunately, guys, I listen to myself mostly. You
Yeah,
know what I
fair
mean?
enough though, innit?
Yeah, so.
So what have you got planned for? I've put on my notes there, 2021. I'm a year behind here. What have you got planned for 2022, bro? Are you going on tour again? I know you just got back from Estonia. You got new music coming. Talk to us about what you got going this
So we
year.
got album. The album's coming.
Coming this year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
The video should be out by now, hopefully.
Yeah. If it is out, scroll down. We'll put it all below all them
It should
links
be
and that.
done. Just more shows, man. We got so
Yeah.
we just, like I think I'm going. I
Do a
have.
lot of shows. Do you like doing shows?
Yeah, it's a
I
bread and
feel
butter.
like you do. I don't know. This is just my perspective of it. I feel like you do a lot more shows than most people.
But
Like even when I go to shows and you're not even on the thing, you're still there on stage. Like them type of things.
cause
Like.
cause you know what it is. Like I don't. I keep at 20 million with you. Like if you ain't doing shows, you ain't selling merch.
Yeah.
And you mean getting millions of streams. I don't know how you making money as an artist today. Like a lot of artists today like have jobs, and that's not a problem. I'm not saying it's a problem, but I'm saying to you, like I don't understand how you do it, because like obviously for years, obviously everyone's just decide that side hustles or whatever to keep things afloat, pay for videos, keep themselves nice and all that. But then like there's not really much, you know, and the Spotify breakdowns ain't that great if you ain't making, you know what I mean? If you're not getting millions of streams on Apple or whatever, the breakdowns ain't that great. You know what I mean? So, hence why I know there's like a flipping influx of trap rappers now. Do you know what I mean? But Yeah, like to me, the showman ain't no money like showman. Ain't no money like showman. It's
Yeah.
like so I mean, like when I was growing up in the Manchester scene, yeah, as they call it, that no one were promoting that. Like no one had an idea how to put anything together. Do you know what I'm saying? We were just selling songs, hoping they go on the radio and then someone gets signed. That's how we. That's what everyone was telling you. It worked over there, or you film a video. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like no one telling you to build a fan base. And then luckily flipping out, I fell in with, and this is through Josh, when I started going to like the hit and run nights before there was the levels in it, like, and I met like everyone in levels, like, you know what I mean? And then I met like my mentor, people that like my mentors now, like DRS, Chimpo, Skittles, like, do you know what I'm saying?
OGs.
OG Strategy. And funnily enough, they were like the first people to welcome me into that scene with open arms, you know what I mean? And it's like that man was just doing shows, bro. Like obviously they all do rap music or whatever on the side, but obviously he was hosting, obviously, you know, you were hosting as well. And even that, even for man, like when I was a kid, bro, I used to clean up, me and Josh hosting back to back. We used to clean up, bro. And that was kind of how we forced shows, kind of, because as well, like we do like sets with like Metrodome or whatever, and then like Metrodome produce for us at the same time, so obviously we'd slide like a little rap, you know, a trap song in there, you know what I mean? And then we're performing, and like anything we could perform, at one performing for No Dough, like, bro, anything we
Just
could do
perform,
that, yeah. And it was like, cause that man, show man, oh right, what that? And then like Chimpo, I remember the first time I ever did Warehouse, not even rapping, like first time I ever did Warehouse, I was with Chimpo, get me main room and that. Hosting, yo, come, yo, look, yo, nephew, you want food? Boom, come pick me up and thing, done. Done fab, first time I did Fabric with them, man. That man showed me, yo, yeah, these man pay for man's flights, they pay for man's travel, they pay for accommodation, and you get paid. Oh, guess what? And this free liquor. I was like, wait, what? Like, when I seen all of this stuff, bro, it was like, wait, so what? So what? Man's just been like, just doing sets for time, like,
For nothing.
and you, like, no pee, no nothing, and you, man, are just over here drinking liquor for
Flights.
free, flying. I was like, wait, what? And, bro, I remember, like, I remember, like, when I first got around, and man, I was first doing my shows. I was coming back to, like, the mandem and that, like, that rap and all that, like, and the spit, and, like, yo, bro, these men get paid for this over there, you know, like, what? But I'm like, what? Paid? I'm saying, bro, man, they're getting paid over there to spit. Like, obviously, we'd spit on drum and bass, fucking garage, whatever was put on at the time, and then grimes used to get put on dubstep. So man are technically just doing what we was doing at sets, but on stage and getting paid for it. I'm like, wait, what? And I feel, to me, I feel like where a lot of the grime MCs here fell off, I feel like that should have been a natural evolution for grime MCs in it, like as to just go into hosting as well, because it was like some people have trouble making songs, some people have trouble writing verses, but do you know what I mean? But if you can spit, yeah, bro, you can. Bro, you can get money out of this thing forever. Like, look at Trigger. Trigger's a legend. You know why? Because he's a bad boy MC. Like,
Just been top boy
and
as
yeah, and
well.
you know what? And this is what I'm saying. And even that, like, rubbing shoulders with Trigger, I've got like six, seven songs with Trigger. Like, do you know what I'm saying? And even that, like, him, and that was through that scene, though. Like, him coming down and being like, yes, nephew, like, I'm fucking with your shit. Like, let's.
From seeing you do your thing live and
Yeah, like, a lot of the blessings. Yeah, that I've got in my career that I still get to this day are from that, like from me deciding to step on stage, like, do you know what I mean? And it's like, bro, it's the same. Imagine to think, like, obviously the videos and all that stuff, it is great, it's great promotion, you look good, you get nice clothes, da da da. But I'll tell you now, there ain't no better promotion for yourself than going out there and shutting down a show.
Yeah, 100%.
Do
I
you know what I'm
agree
saying?
with you,
Because it's
man.
something like you can get streams, bro, but it doesn't translate in real life. I've been to shows where like should have sold out and it didn't sell out. Yeah, me and my boy Dutter, drum and bass DJ, but also my DJ. You know what I mean? We just did a night in Witherton, XLR. Sold out 156 people. Get me? Out and the 200 cap. Obviously, and we didn't think we'd do it. We did it, do you know what I'm saying? And he just put the mandem on, like, put, do you know what I'm saying? Just put the mandem on. But it just goes to show, like, if you don't take the steps to do it, you're never gonna know if you can do it, like. You feel me?
Yeah,
So
100%.
yeah, like the shows is the bread and butter. I will be going, and I will be touring this album. I'm not gonna say the name yet, but I will be touring this album. I will be going on tour again with another artist. Not gonna say that yet, but I'm saying stuff. I'm not saying stuff, but yeah. Oh, the t-shirt. Oh, the drops.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
But yeah, man, more shows.
More money.
That's what we love to see, bro. But yeah, big thanks for coming on, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. It's an artist that we've wanted, obviously, like we've chopped up. He's been around forever. So it's someone we've wanted to have in and give a different perspective on a different, I'd say, eras that you've lived through, basically.
I've lived through many lifetimes.
So yeah, big love. We'll put all his links below. If there's new music out by the time this episode drops, we'll put it all below, all that sort of stuff. All his socials, just tap him with Sleazy, man, and keep your eyes peeled for shows.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you for having me on. Yeah. Shout out everybody. Shout out the man, then. Yeah. Shout out Ugly Benny T, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put the man.
Shout out Scum Life. Swaggers. I'm just wearing all the Mandem stuff. That's why all the Mandem stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's only right. It's only right.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Album on the way. Make sure he's flipping, what, he's subscribing. You do streamers, right? Get the Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you buy on iTunes too. Yeah, and the Spotify and all that. Yeah, it's happy, yeah, man. I look forward to seeing. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So yeah, big love and thanks for everyone for tuning in, man. We'll see you next week.